In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, today is our first Sunday in Lent. And in Sikh, with many Christians, perhaps you've made some provision in your Lenten discipline. This could include a more in-depth study or a program or book to reflect on like we've offered in the back of the church. You may have given something up or instead taken something on in an effort to practice your piety before God. This is a holy time for preparing to receive the mystery of Easter. We prepare ourselves by journeying alongside Jesus. It doesn't seem to be comfortable to be alongside of him this week as we listen to the temptations he encounters today in the lessons. But central to each of these challenges that Jesus faces is one simple question. To what extent will he trust God to be God and so to be himself? A lot of people have a curiosity about Satan, the devil. Is this a real person? Many of us wonder. In today's gospel, Satan is personified in that he has a conversation with Jesus where he puts a number of temptations right in front of him. Satan is fully aware who Jesus is, and he offers to turn stone into bread and to direct Jesus' worship to himself, and then to test God's promises in a free-fall experiment with Jesus. Of course, Jesus sees right through all of this and brings forward a full rejection and focus. Refocus on God's word alone. He refuses to exploit his own status and power in order to satisfy his own needs. Jesus has endured fasting 40 days and nights in solitude and confronts a critical time of testing. The number 40 is symbolic in the Bible. It is rooted in Israel's struggle to practice faithfulness in the wilderness day and night, as we can reflect back into Exodus and Deuteronomy to remember that time. But here Jesus is described in a relationship to the Spirit, and as evil is even personified as the devil tempts him for a full 40 days, the Spirit didn't just drop him in the desert and leave him, but the Spirit continues to abide with him during that time with full abidance and enabling him to grow stronger through these times of trial. Luke's story of the temptation is maddeningly unavailable for moral exhortation or really for spiritual encouragement. I'm sorry, friends, but it is simply about Jesus, who he is, and what sort of character he shows. The temptations are about Jesus. They're not about us. In this respect, we become frustrated and we replicate almost the aggravation that the tempter Satan knew in the ever-ascending heights. Jesus, in this time of trial, refuses to be who we want him to be. He won't turn our stones into bread. He will not prove God to us. He will not turn from God to embrace the kinds of success that we would recognize and applaud in that wilderness time with Satan. He remains maddeningly himself. Perhaps it would be more accurate to say he remains steadfastly God's. The essential note of Christian passion is the emptying of his own divinity. We enter into his emptying, kenosis, by accepting the emptying process in our own life, by laying aside our false self, and by living in the presence of God, who is the source of our being. We can prepare ourselves daily for this emptying process in life through prayer. The prayer which cultivates silence is not so much the emptiness and thoughts of conversation as it really is the emptying of the self. We cease to multiply reflections and acts of our own will. We are just in front of God to let him have his way with us. And with patience and practice a different kind of knowledge which is rooted in love starts to emerge. Here, God's presence supplants the awareness of our own presence and our tendency to have a preoccupation with ourselves. This becomes a very powerful and freeing experience of God, which frees us from making ourselves the center of the universe, which is a habit that we have in our day. We too, like Jesus, are often led to places of hunger and despair. In these times of trial and suffering, we learn our absolute dependence on God, who provides for us in our time of need. Jesus' intentionality and receptivity to God's grace provides us with a model of continually turning to God in our own trials and temptations. As we observe Lent, our 40 days may echo Jesus' wilderness time. We too are in wilderness time, marked by personal trials and worldwide disruption. Stresses are overwhelming people and systems in our world today at breakneck speed. But we can be confident in this time and place that God continually is present with us. It is in Him that we live and move and have our being. God is faithful no matter how dark our circumstances seem. It is when we try and rely on ourselves, replacing the mercy and grace of God, that we fail and we fall. Our self-centric preoccupation is the devil's allure, if you will, and prayer of the heart will always redirect that to God's will for us and His purpose for our life. Cultivating silence is the invitation to God's intention for us. As fallible humans, we're often tested beyond our strength. The good news is that the one tempted in the wilderness is also the crucified and the resurrected one, in whom God's new life is made available to us, even as we fail to temptations, unable to withstand them. He strengthens us in our weakness. Lenten penitence engages the dark places in our lives that we may come face to face with. We can name them, we can understand them, we can even seek forgiveness for them. And it's not about guilt, my friends. It's about freedom from control that our fears and securities hold over us, and all about the amendment of life and new beginnings. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and no longer live for ourselves, but unto Him who died for us and rose again. Amen.